children still. I understand that. I really do. I mean, it takes time to work this through, and when we get done, you'll see it differently. But you know, even you that are having a little tough time with this, do you ever congratulate yourself on your salvation? Have you ever done that? Have you ever just looked up to heaven and said, God, you must be really proud of me. The choices I made, the way I decided to turn from sin and believe the gospel. I mean, has that thought ever entered your mind? Have you ever thought, you know, look at all these stupid people around me who reject the gospel. I'm smart enough to see it for what it is. I buy the whole thing. Have you ever thought, look at all of the riffraff. I tell you, I found some holy longings and I pursued the gospel. You don't think like that. And what do you say to someone that you love that's outside of Christ? Do you say, come on, man, get smart. Come on, reach down deep, man. Use your faculties. You don't talk like that. What do you do when you want to see somebody saved? What do? You pray. Why? Oh, you're hoping God will choose them if they choose Him? And when anybody is saved, who do you thank? See, you're all closet Calvinists. You understand, you were drowning and He saved you. You were dead and He gave you life. You were blind and He gave you sight. You were deaf and He gave you hearing. You understand that? That's why Titus 3:5 says, He saved us. It was by His power, by His will, according to His purpose. We came because He drew us. It isn't apart from our will. He moved our will. And you know, when you heard these testimonies tonight, you heard about guilt, didn't you? You heard them talk about guilt, conviction, sensing their sin, wanting to be clean, wanting to be forgiven, wanting salvation. Sure. You heard about humbling your heart. You heard about a willingness to give up your life, a desire to love Christ with all your heart.